You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is The Will to Fight by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Amen. Praise God. I have a word staying in the vein that Pastor been preaching on fighting with your faith on Wednesday night. Lord, drop this thing in my spirit about the will to fight. You need the will to fight in the season. And you have to have the want to. Lord began dealing with me about this. The things I used to share with my children years ago. I said, I can't get it for you. You have to want this. I can try to create everything and set you up. But if whatever you're looking for God to do in your life, you have to want it. And you have to do what is necessary to get it. Time out for trying to get everybody to do this thing for you. Most craziest thing I see in this season, we was talking with a few people, and I can't remember exactly who we were talking to, but we was talking about mentorship, and we was talking about people having a desire to be mentored. And everybody at the table that we were talking about mentorship understood the necessary ingredients about being mentored. But they kept saying, why we keep running up against people who always want the mentor to call them and the mentor to find them and the mentor to spend time with them and the mentor to search them out. It does not work that way. If you see a mentor, they are very busy people and they got some things going on in their life, which is why you're attracted to them, which is why you want them to mentor you. So you have to want it, meaning you can't have any pride. You got to keep calling until they return your call. You have to keep on searching for them. You have to be where they are. They say, I don't have time. Then you show up at their job and you show up and you follow them or you show up at their house. Do you have anything needs to happen be done rather than taking you out? Do you need any help in the house? Now, y'all don't want to be mentored. Praise God. I'm saying this because I was searching. I was trying to get connected with a particular individual sister and she emailed me and she was out of the country and I didn't get her email and I needed answer. And she said, well, follow me here and get up with me there. And I've been trying since August to kind of connect with her. Just trying. Everything seemed to get in the way. Then this morning, around 4:30 this morning, I said, I'm going to try one more time. And I said, I'm going to try not one more time. I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again because I realized she has something I want. And she has something I need. So I began to try to figure out the method and the vehicle that she wanted me to connect with her on. So I figured it out and I connected. And then she responded, hallelujah. Marcia, praise the Lord. We're getting ready to talk. I said, I don't know if I was being tested or what. And she began to share some things with me. But I'm so appreciative of me pursuing her and keep working at the thing until I got through. That's a word for somebody. Don't try to make somebody chase you. Chase them. Because you have to have the will to fight. You want to be somebody, be something, do this, what have you. God showed you an image where you get in the way of that person so they can see you. Amen? Which brings me to a story I shared the first time. We had a cat years ago named Beauty. And Beauty was an outdoor cat. You remember Beauty, right? She was an outdoor cat. You know, she hung around with us for a while until we got Solomon. The Beauty said, this is some hot mess. I was here first. This was crazy. We had a cat bed out on the porch, and we had a crate out on the porch. Solomon, when he was a puppy, always wanted to be, you know, play with Beauty. He thought he had a friend. But Beauty was like, I know you just got here on planet Earth, but I've been here a while, and we don't get down like this. And so she was running from him, and he was eating her food, so I had to put her food on a ledge, and she perched on the ledge to eat her food. And then also he would get in her bed, and she would get in his crate. It was the craziest thing. She said, you're going to get in my bed? I'm going to get in your crate. But she was a fighter. She was a fighter. She used to mess with animals and mess with birds, particularly gnats. She messed with the wrong bird. And I don't know what type of bird that was, but they never forgot her. They would not leave her alone. Every morning, they would swoop down and pick at her ear. And they kept picking her ear. And initially, she started fighting back, and she would fight them off. But it got to a place that she got tired of fighting. She was expecting them to do just that. And I would watch her walk as they swooping and taking, biting and nipping at her ear. And she wouldn't even budge. She just kept on walking. What happened to Beauty? She lost the will to fight because she kept on being picked on. And I want to submit to some of you today, some of you just lost the will to fight. It's been one thing after another, after another, after another. Initially, you stood up and fought. You picked up your sword, which is the word of God, and you did everything that was necessary. You would say, I'm going to sow for it. I'm going to fast for it, and I'm going to pray. But then Satan came in on another way, on another front, messed with your finances, messed with your children, messed with your marriage, messed with your mother, messed with your loved one. And then all of a sudden, you say, you know what? This is just too much. Now, I want you to do something for me. I need you to pair off with two people, and I want you to talk about some things you've been challenged with, but you end the conversation that I will fight. Now, you listen to what they have to say, and then you go let the other person say what they need to say, but I want you to close this thing out, and then afterwards is that I will fight, and then give God some praise. Come on, pair off with two people, and I need y'all to release a confession and release your story that you might have been challenged with, devil trying to make you quit and trying to make you give up. And I want you to begin to talk to somebody. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Will is a strong desire and determination to do this thing, to be what God has called you to be. You need a strong desire and you need determination. Things will come at you that make you feel you are unqualified, make you think you're not good enough. You don't have what it takes. You got to get back up, get back in the ring, get back on the court, get back in the office, get back in the house, and have a strong desire and a determination that I am not going to allow what just happened broke loose in my life to make me to co-sign on this situation. I will not receive my situation because God has showed me that I am whatever that's supposed to be, or he's called me to whatever that's supposed to be. And just because it looks like life is pushing back at me and pushing back on me, I make the decision. I have a strong desire and a strong determination that I'm not going to allow this to be the period on my sentence. What just happened? I'm not going to let this be the final say in my life. I'm not going to let it define me. I'm not going to let it tell me how far I can go because I have the will, what, to fight. Fight means to put forth a determined effort to contend in battle, a confrontation or struggle, that you make a decision. I have a strong desire and a determination that you will contend. Amen. That you will be determined to put forth a good effort, a determined effort. No matter if it looks like this is way above your pay grade or way above your skill set, that you're going to put forth a determined effort and you're not going to allow the fear of failure to stop you. That you say, know what? I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to give it my best shot. You know, growing up, I had a lot of mouth. If my husband was here, he'd say, you still got it too today. You still always got something to say. And I'll never forget growing up, somebody did something. I had an issue. This boy kind of tried to say something to me, but he might have liked me, but he didn't hit me don't mean you like me, and pulling my head don't mean you like me, and tripping me don't mean you like me. So I had a problem with it. I got tired of it. So I said, I'm going to get you. And he said, and I'm going to get your sister, and I'm going to get your mama, and I'm going to get your cousin. I'm going to get your brother. I'm going to get all your family. I'm going to get all your family. I had all this mouth. And check this out. I looked out my window one day, and all his family was there. Come on down, Marsha. Come on down. I looked. I saw his cousins. And all his sisters and his sister's friend, they say, see all these people? That's my auntie's kids, and that's my uncle's kids. This is all my people. And they had a circle. So I can't, you know, I looked at the window. I realized if I don't go out this house, I'll never be able to go out this house thereafter. So I made a decision, a determined effort, that I'm going to give this thing my best shot. I knew I was outnumbered, and I was. I went on down there, and they formed a circle around me. What brought this back to my memory, a brother came up to me in first service and said, yeah, remember those circles back in the day that you had to fight your way out of those circles? I said, yeah, I remember those circles. I had to fight my way out of a circle. I made a decision that even though you're coming up against me, even though you're trying to close me in, even though you're trying to intimidate me, I'm not going to allow you to do this without a fight. What am I saying this morning? You got to go through some stuff that you got to make your mind up. It may look like you're going to lose it all, but you got to make a decision. I'm not going to lose it all without a fight. I'm not going to allow this thing to determine my outcome without a determined effort, without giving it the best I have. What am I saying? That when the door opens up for you, you run through the door and you give it your best shot. And even though it may not be what they want, at least you can leave the floor. At least you can leave the room. So I gave it the best I had. I put forth a determined effort. I'm not going to allow the greatness, the individuals, the situation to intimidate me. I may be scared, but I'm going to fight. What am I talking about? It's the worst thing to get in a fight with somebody scared, because they're going to go for everything they had. And that's what I did. I went for everything I could have. I grabbed faces. I grabbed ears. I swung and I kicked, and they kept, and of course I was outnumbered, but they had the advantage over me. But they didn't realize something. They didn't realize something. Even though they had an advantage over me that day, I knew someone who was going to let this thing go down just like that. His name was Sonny, which was my father. That all the time, I had no idea till much later on that he handled things in the street. And so he knocked on every door, because he said, "Marsha, they're not going to leave you alone until I settle this. I know these people who are trying to intimidate you and trying to mess with you. I got this." He reached up in his closet and grabbed his .357 Magnum, put it on his pocket, in his hip, and he knocked on every door and said, "Hey, this is Henry, this is Sonny. You mess with my daughter, your son, your daughter was over my house, 40 Bryan Street, knocking on the door, calling my daughter down." And they came down, they pushed on her, they kicked. "I don't ever want this thing to happen again. I need you to talk to your kids." He went from door to door to door to let them know who I belong to. When it was all settled and done with, I went to school, I went to the store, I went back and forth. I never had an issue, never had another issue, never had another issue. A day in my life, as long as I was in the city of Newark. Why? I was connected to someone who's not going to let me go down a particular way. You may get pushed, you may get punched, you may get stepped on, you may get scratched, but they cannot take you out, because you are connected to someone who's not going to allow you to go down that way. God's saying, "I got your back. I'm the God over the armies of angels, that whoever touches you touches the apple of my eye." God is saying, "Do not allow them to intimidate you. I got you." But you just got to show up for the fight and put forth a determined effort, because if you don't, Satan will hunt you down, and he will try to make a mockery out of you and take you for everything you have, reduce you to zero. You can't run from him. You can lay low and say, "It's too much. I did the volunteering. I did the giving. I signed up for this. I was involved in this." But all of a sudden, when I got involved in all this stuff, all hell broke loose. "Let me just take a back seat. Or let me just take a middle seat. Or let me just mind my business. I'm not doing all of that." I want to let you know, boo, you can do that all you want. Satan will still come for you. He will come for you until he takes everything from you. What am I saying? You still got to fight. Even though you get off the choir, even though you get off the usher ministry, even though you stop coming to church, you still have to fight, because he's not going to let it go until he does what he has designed to do in your life, because he wants all of us. Amen. He just don't want the elders. He just don't want the ministers. He wants those who's in the parking lot, in the infant room, in children's church right now. And I want to let you know, Satan has released a fury in this season. He has released some demons that's just all over the place doing all kinds of stuff. What am I saying? He messed with the things that's even in your bloodline. You know that thing you thought you got delivered from? You know that thing you thought was done and out? He's stirring the pot of those things. You thought it was over with. All of a sudden, you're having flashbacks. All of a sudden, you're having these moments again. What is he doing? He's going for what he knows best. He's going for the darkness and the scary places of your soul. He's shaking the bush. He's hoping there's still some fruit on that bush. If I can get her to cuss, if I can get him to go for this, if I can get him to give up on God. And I want to let you know, you have to make the decision. You can shake the bush all you want. You can poke me in my soul all you want. But I'm going to get up from this place. I'm going to find some napkins, some tissue, and wipe my face. But I'm going to get back in that place that God has called me. I discovered in this season, he's going for the solitaires. That's what's going on. Some of you trying to figure out, why me? I've never done anything. Yes, you have. You're chosen. You've been set in your family to deliver the bloodline. That's, you showed up. You have a birth. Day, that's what you have done. He realized what you have on the inside of you, but you just haven't walked into it yet. You don't know it yet. And if anything, you think you don't have what it takes. You think you're not qualified. You think you have no skill. You think, who, me? Don't you know what I come from? Don't you know I'm a drug dealer? Don't you know I'm a slinger? Don't you know I'm a gangbanger? Don't you know I'm sleeping around with everybody? Don't you know I got all these kids? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? But God said, but what I do know is what I placed on the inside of you. And even though you don't see your light, Satan sees the light. He don't know exactly what you've been set here to do at this particular time. That's why he's throwing a bunch of rocks at you, hoping something takes, something hits. I want to let you know that's what he's designed to do. This year, when I came into this year, it's been the worst year I ever experienced in my life. I didn't realize all kind of stuff. Man, my heart felt like it was ripped in two, and my family up in Jersey was dealing with some stuff. I got to a place where I felt like, you know what? I'm dying a little bit. Let me take a knee. Let me chill. This is calling for too much. It's requiring too much. Life will come at you that hurts you and rips your heart out of you and make you feel you have no heart to give and no soul to give. You're left with nothing. You're reduced to zero. That's the design of the devil, to sift you as wheat, to reduce you to zero. He will mess with the things that are so special to you, so dear to you, what you deem so important, so value, because he recognized what's on the inside of you. If I can get her, if I can get him to give up the staff of deliverance, to give up the rod of breakthrough, to give up the book of prosperity, if I can get them to take a knee and to say, get me out the game, coach, to throw up the white flag, if I can get them to turn in their badge and to turn in their gun and to take off their uniform, I got them won for another generation. He knows you've been sent to impregnate the bloodline with the seed of prosperity, with the seed of deliverance, with the seed of breakthrough, with the seed of education, with the seed of everything that God has called you to do. You don't understand. You don't know why. That is why if you look at your family, you're the only one that looks like you, sound like you, talk like you, and behave like you. That means you are a solitaire. So therefore, Satan has come for you with everything he has, because he wants to rip you apart. And he wants you to feel all by yourself. This year, I went through all those things in a family, but out of a family. You understand what I'm talking about? Connected with people, but not connected with people. Because there's some fights you can only fight by yourself. Even though you got everybody in the room with you, it feels like you're the only person in the room. When you're in a situation like that, when you're going through things like that, it will make you lose your mind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because you look around and say, am I by myself? Am I crazy? Is this all me? What is wrong? Don't they see? Don't they understand what's going on? Satan has thrown a bunch of rocks at you. He's hoping something will stick. He hopes something will take out your eyes so you can't see clearly. He's hoping something will hit you in the side of your head so you can no longer hear the voice of God, see the hand of God. He's hoping something hit you in your chest so it can make your heart skip a beat so you don't have the ability to walk by faith because you're staggering under the promises of God. You can't handle anything anymore. But I want to let you know, all you got to do is make your mind up this morning. All you got to do, even though you stagger in here, even though you came in half being able to see, can't hardly hear, if you just make your mind up, say, I will fight. Even though you don't have the ability to say it with strength, if you just muster it up, if you just whisper it, if you just give it whatever you have, something will fall fresh on you. Something will begin to turn on you. The demons will begin to tremble and run because they recognize you. You know who you are. Because if you make the decision to fight, he understands, Satan understands you can't do this thing by yourself. He understands there's somebody that got your back. Somebody that watching over you. Somebody that sits high and looking at you down low. Say, if you mess with her too much, if you make her cry one more time, if you make him cry one more time, if you break his spirit, you may touch this and touch that. If you break his spirit, if you take the fight out of him, you got something to answer for. He wants you to give up the fight, but he can't take it from you. He can't take a fighter out of you if you've been born and raised a fighter. And I want to let you know, I submit to you today, you are a fighter. You are a fighter. If you never fought a fight in your life, I want to let you know, because you're here, because you aligned yourself with Right Direction Church International, you are a fighter. He has attached you, associated you, connected you with two hoodlum gangster fighters. So people understand how to handle their business in alleyways and dark places and corners and being the only one and walking to school and wearing uniforms and having to go through the project and people going through public school. He connected with people who've been through the valley of hate and the valley of intimidation and the valley of fear and people coming after. He connected you to two people who would go down with their last breath swinging. If there's nothing left on the inside of us, we would throw a punch. We would throw a kick. And that's why you're here. That's why he connected you to us, because there's something great on the inside of you. You got to deliver your bloodline. You got to impregnate them with the possibilities of the power and the goodness and the blessing and the grace of God. He wants you to let your people know, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. He wants you to be a billboard, praise God, for the Barron's family, a billboard for the Johnson's family, a billboard for the Browns family. He wants you to shine bright and speak loud and stand strong. Let him know that you serve a God who got your back, who serve a God who won't let you fall, who serve a God who promises and fulfills them. Somebody say, I will fight. Say it again, I will fight. Say it again, I will fight. Check this out. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how many battles you are ready for. I know you feel like I'm just going to glide my way into the sunset. But I want to let you know, the best fighters are seasoned fighters. Man, you're special forces. You're the elite troops. You're Navy SEALs. You have skill and training. You've been through some stuff that has hardened your soul, hardened your mind, hardened your eyesight, that you're able to take a licking and keep on ticking. What you have is matrix skills, a bullet flies, and you know how to lean with it, bob around with it. And I want to let you know, the Holy Ghost gonna come on you this season. You're gonna lean. That's what God's doing for you in this season. You understand why it's coming at you from all directions. He is training you, giving you skill, developing you, making you special forces, Navy SEALs in the mix. He's trying to bring you into a place. God began dealing with me. Take you out of warrior status to gladiator status. I said, I'll be a gladiator. I'll be a gladiator. Gladiators trained on every type of weapon. They know how to fight wounded. That's why you got to keep going. That's why you feel like you got to keep. He's teaching you to fight wounded. Because Satan has to realize whatever he releases is not going to stop you. Because in this season, God said, I need people who will fight to their last breath. Somebody will fight. Let's go to Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Got to get ready to close and wrap this thing up. Nehemiah, people were carried into exile. They were the resistance. They fought, but lost. And Nehemiah was born into exile. Born, not having any training fighter, because he was the cupbearer. He stood before the king, polished, dressed, nails done, pedicure. Blowout. Nice clothes. No clue, but when he heard the news of the status of Jerusalem and the people, his heart got enlarged and he began to pray and seek the Lord, and the Lord began to deal with him. And then a right time, a right moment with the right people came together for him.
There may be times that life seems unbearable and you want to throw in the towel. It's in those times you'll have to muster up the strength to get back in the fight. Dr. Marcia Bailey equips you to never accept defeat. Order this timely message today for your love gift of $15 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for The Will to Fight.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.